guy in the stands guy who dove for that foul ball joins us now on the ticket. Good morning, guy in the stands guy.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring on the booze. I don't care. Bring them on.
Well, you've created quite a stir. What do you have to say for yourself?
I ain't got nothing to say for myself. I don't owe no apology or nothing. I kept the ball. That's my ball. I got that ball.
Yeah, but you knocked over a four-year-old. You scared him.
Hey, that kid is an idiot. He was so stupid. He was probably like four or something. He's so dumb.
He was four, but that doesn't mean he's stupid.
Yeah.
Plus, he looked Hispanic on that replay.
Well, he was sitting in front of you.
Anything.
Why do you need the replay?
Hey, the way I see it, this world that we so-called live in,
what?
Is battle of the fittest. And I was the strongest that day. I got the ball, and everybody else is just jealous. That's old Dan McDowell. He's the only one who understands me.
They're not jealous. They're just a little put off with your behavior that you would knock over a four-year-old and dive two rows in front of you to get a baseball.
Hey, when that kid planted his little butt in that seat, he knew there was a possibility that someone would come over the back of him and dislodge his cranium.
Well, thankfully you didn't do that.
Hey, listen, this was off the bat of Gary Matthews Jr.
So
okay?
What? Right.
You just can't give up on something like that.
Sure you can.
Why not?
Hey, that kid, you want to talk numbers, that kid may be four, but this was strike two. You tell me what's more important.
The kid, of course. Would it have killed you just to give the ball to the kid?
Hell yeah, it would have killed me to do that. I ain't going to do that. I've been waiting my whole adult life to get a foul ball from Gary Matthews Jr. And when I got the opportunity, I ain't going to pass up on it. I ain't going to be some stupid idiot. Ask old Big Mac. He'll tell you what the story is.
Well, you know, a lot of people are against you. Like Tom Grieve was ripping on you pretty hard.
Tom Grieve, guy who's bitter that he can't play anymore.
Well, I think he's gotten over that. He's in his 50s. He probably doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
That's a terrible comeback.
Hey, listen, this ain't, you know, I'm just a lucky guy. That ball came straight to me, and this has always been the case in my life. Everything seems to come my way.
You had to jump two rows ahead to get it. It didn't come your way.
It came my way.
What else has come
your way? Hell,
you
want to hear how lucky I am? Just last week, I went to church with my girlfriend.
Yeah?
And somebody just passed me a plate of money.
That was the collection plate.
I'm lucky, man. I also played a funny trick on the priest up there at the communion rail.
Yeah.
He came by with some chalice of juice or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, F that, and I hit the cup up in the air and laughed as it splattered over everyone.
Oh, that's all blood of Christ.
And then I punched the priest as hard as I could because I always wanted to see what priest blood looks like.
Good night, sir.
Yeah, I bet old Dan McDowell and Craig likes that.
Me?
That?
Yeah, you side with me.
Well, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You said that kid wasn't going for the ball.
Well, he wasn't. But
everything I did was right.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Hey, my rule is if you can touch it, it's yours.
If you can touch it?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to get you in prison or killed, one of the two.
It's funny, I saw this old woman crossing the street yesterday.
Yeah.
She dropped a $100 bill and the wind blew it a few feet away, so I grabbed it.
Well, that's yours. That's yours.
It's our public street, finders keepers.
Well, yeah, but it clearly came from her purse or her hand.
It don't matter. It don't matter if it's on public ground like that. You know, I got $100 and she got a face full of my fists, that stupid bitch.
Oh, my sir. We're going to have to let you go if you're going to use language like that.
Hey, also at the ballpark, it wasn't reported on, but I saw this little deformed baby holding a lollipop, and all of a sudden I get a sweet tooth.
You stole that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That is awful, guy in the stands, guy.
I was doing him a favor. He don't want to be retarded and have rotten teeth.
Oh, my God. Our crowd is really turned on you.
I want your audience to buy my new book. It just came out today. It's called What's Yours Is Mine, by the fat guy in the stands that's defiant.
Good morning to you.